So we have the whole heart of the matter today. This is the essence of being human. This is the essence of what it means to be religious. This is the essence of what is needed to become a saint, to reach heaven, to love God, your whole heart, soul, and mind, and your neighbor as yourself. All comes down to that. That is what it comes down to. And our saint today, Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, one of the great saints from the 12th century, he founded many, many monasteries. He gained so much kind of popularity and respect that the popes talked to him. He did so many things around Europe at that time, and he wrote a lot. And one of the things he wrote was a treatise called De Diligendo Deo, on loving God, on loving God. What a beautiful work. I mean, that's what, again, what it's about, loving God, how to love God. And so, loving God with all our heart, mind, soul, and our neighbor as ourself. The context of our gospel today, you'll notice the first part is when the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees. So the previous encounter in Scripture was the Sadducees, they came up to Jesus, and the Sadducees, they don't believe in angels, they didn't believe in heaven and afterlife, and so they posed Jesus that question that I'm sure you're familiar of. Okay, if a guy has, or if a wife has one husband and he dies, and marries another one, and he dies, marries another one, and he dies seven times, all right, in heaven, whose wife will she be? And so Jesus very smartly says, well, yes, there is eternity, there is heaven, but there is no marriage as we know of it in heaven, because we're going to be married to God. Every person will be in a spousal relation with God. And so the Sadducees strike out. Now the Pharisees come up and say, all right, maybe we can take Jesus. And they come up with this question, which is the greatest commandment? Because they're thinking that he's going to answer one of those 613 rules that the Jews used to have. One of those. And Jesus, again, outsmarts them by saying, no. All of those are summed up in loving God and loving neighbor. And we see that most perfectly in Jesus. In that one act on the cross, Jesus does both, right? Loves God, says yes to the Father's will, sacrifices himself for all of humanity. Love of God. And in that one act also loves all humanity, loves neighbor. And you need both of them. Otherwise, you can go real off kilter. Think of all those people who just try to love neighbor, right? The Bill Gates of the world, you know? They're trying to peddle contraception and abortion all over the world. Trying to, maybe good intentions, okay? But they missed the boat because they aren't guided by the faith and love of God, and therefore their things are actually harmful to people. Also, we can't just love God. We can't just, like, sit in our rooms and just be by ourselves. The love of God extends to our neighbor. And we look at this, and we should be like, well, that's really difficult to love God that much, to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And so that's what grace is for. St. Paul says in his letter to Romans, the love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. The love of God has been poured into our hearts. So through that act of faith, believing in Jesus, first being baptized, returning to him if we fall through confession, charity, love of God is poured into our hearts and makes us capable of loving God as he deserves, makes us capable of loving our neighbor as they deserve. And so, my friends, if we can rest reflecting on this great gospel passage, and truly believe that God gives you that grace, pray for that grace to love God in this way and our neighbor as ourself. I'll just end with a beautiful passage from De Diligendo of St. Bernard of Clairvaux. He says, "What then of the bride's hope? Her aching desire, her passionate love, her confident assurance. Is all this just because to wilt, because she cannot match stride for stride with her giant God, any more than she can vie with honey for sweetness, rival the lamb for gentleness, show herself as white as a lily, burn as bright as the sun, be equal in love with him who is love?" So St. Bernard is saying, we have this desire to love. Is it even worth it? Because we can't do what God loves. We can't love as God loves us. And he says, no, it is true that the creature loves less because she is less. But if she loves our whole mind, heart, and soul. St. Bernard of Clairvaux, pray for us.